Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our deep dive into the gift of prophecy by exploring its true purpose and supernatural power. What does prophecy actually do in the life of the church? Why does God still speak through his people? And how can we know if a word is truly from the Lord? Our key verse for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. But the one who prophesies speaks to people for edification, exhortation, and consolation. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. This entire week, we have been peeling back the layers of what it means to walk in the prophetic. We have defined prophecy. We've talked about hearing God's voice. We've unpacked the difference between Old Testament prophets and New Testament prophetic function. And now we get to the heart of the matter. Why does prophecy matter? What is its purpose? What does a prophetic word actually do? Because let's be honest, there's been a lot of confusion around this gift. Some people think that prophecy is only about predicting the future. Others think it's just emotional encouragement. And still others have been taught that the prophetic is dangerous or manipulative. But when we go to Scripture, we see something very different. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3, but the one who prophesies speaks to people for edification, exhortation, and consolation. Right there, Paul gives us the blueprint. Prophecy builds up, it stirs up, and it lifts up. So let's break those three down. Edification means to build up. The Greek word here is oikodome, which is a construction term. Prophecy strengthens the inner life of the believer. It adds weight to your spiritual foundation. When someone gives you a prophetic word that resonates in your spirit, it can feel like a divine download of courage, boldness, and stability. It reminds you of who you are in Christ. It speaks to your calling. It builds something eternal inside of you. Exhortation means to call higher. It's like the Holy Spirit's trumpet blast, urging you forward, pushing you past complacency, calling you into action. This kind of word might say, step out in faith or don't shrink back. It carries the authority of God's voice that calls you from where you are to where he's taking you. It's a spiritual push towards obedience. And consolation means to comfort. The Greek here is paramithia. It literally means a word that brings soothing relief. This is the prophetic voice of the Father that says, I see your pain. I know your struggle. I have not forgotten you. These words often come to the brokenhearted, the weary, the grieving, and they are powerful. Because they remind us that our God is not distant. He is near to the brokenhearted. And when his spirit speaks, healing flows. So whether the word is building you, stretching you, or comforting you, it's always rooted in God's love. Now let me make something very clear. Prophecy is not always about feeling good. Sometimes it will challenge you. It might confront sin. It might bring correction, but even then, it must be delivered with the heart of the Father. A prophetic word that convicts is not the same as one that condemns. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation at all for those who are in Christ Jesus. If a prophetic word leaves you feeling ashamed, unworthy, or abandoned, it is not from the Holy Spirit. True prophecy may cut, but it always heals. It may expose, but it always covers. It calls you to repentance, but never to despair. This is what separates biblical prophecy from manipulation. So let's take a moment to explore how prophetic words operate in the church today. Number one, prophecy confirms a calling. Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, "This command I entrust to you in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you." That means prophetic words confirm what God has already spoken to you in private. They don't replace your relationship with God. They enhance it. Many times, I have received a word that simply confirmed what God was already whispering in my spirit. It was like God saying, "Yes, you heard me right. Keep on going." Now, number two is prophecy activates gifts. Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, "Do not neglect the spiritual gifts within you, which was granted to you through prophecy." Now, did you catch that? A prophetic word can activate something dormant inside of you. Sometimes you're sitting on a gift that you don't even realize that you have until the Holy Spirit breathes on it through someone else. A word of prophecy can ignite courage, awaken purpose, and launch you into obedience. Number three, prophecy strengthens the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4 says, "The one who prophesies edifies the church." That means prophecy isn't just personal, it's communal. God uses prophetic words to strengthen local churches, build vision, bring unity, and keep the body focused on the mission. I've seen this time and time again. A word in season will break off heaviness. It will release clarity. It will align leadership. It's not hype. It's heaven speaking to earth through yielded vessels. Number four, prophecy brings supernatural direction. Think of Acts chapter 13, verse 2. "While they were serving the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set Barnabas and Saul apart for me for the work to which I have called them.'" God used a prophetic word to call Paul and Barnabas into the ministry journey. It wasn't a suggestion. It was divine direction, and it came in the context of worship and fasting. This is why cultivating a prophetic culture in the church is so important. Not just so people can get personal words, but so the leadership of the church can be guided by the Spirit, not just by strategy. Number five is prophecy reveals hidden things so people can be set free. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 24 through 25 paints the picture. "If all prophesy, the secrets of his heart are disclosed, and so he will fall on his face and worship God, declaring that God is certainly among you." That's the power of a prophetic word. It brings exposure with redemption. When God shines a light on what's hidden, he's not trying to embarrass you. He's trying to set you free. When someone receives a prophetic word that reveals their exact struggle, but it's delivered with compassion and truth, walls come down, chains break, and the person walks away knowing that God sees me. Now let's talk about testing prophetic words. Just because someone says, "God told me," doesn't mean it's from God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 20 through 21 says, "Do not despise prophetic utterance, but examine everything. Hold firmly to that which is good." We don't despise prophecy. We discern it. We weigh it. Here is how you test a prophetic word. Does it align with Scripture? God will never contradict his word. Does it glorify Jesus? Revelation chapter 19, verse 10 says, "The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus." Does it produce the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, not manipulation or control. Does it resonate with your spirit? The Holy Spirit within you will bear witness to truth. Is it confirmed by others? A healthy prophetic word is affirmed by mature, spirit-filled believers. Never make life-altering decisions based on a single prophetic word. Let it confirm, not control. God is not the author of confusion. And if you're giving a word, walk in humility. Say, I believe the Lord is saying this, not thus saith the Lord. Unless you know without a doubt, leave room for the Spirit and for the person's discernment. You're a vessel, not a dictator. I have seen too many people hurt by prophetic words that were either false or delivered out of pride. That's why it's so important to pair the gift with the fruit. Don't just speak with accuracy, speak with love. Because prophecy is powerful. It can be the spark that ignites a calling. It can be the balm that heals a wounded heart. It can be the voice that breaks through spiritual fog and says, God is not done with you yet. But when we misuse it, it becomes dangerous. That's why accountability matters. That's why we need maturity in this gift. That's why Paul spends an entire chapter in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 reminding us that love must be the foundation of everything that we do. Prophecy is not a toy, it's a tool. And when wielded with wisdom, it builds the church, sets captives free, and brings heaven to earth. So as we close today, I want to challenge you. If you've received a prophetic word, revisit it. Pray into it. Ask the Holy Spirit for clarity, timing, and confirmation. Don't idolize the word, but don't ignore it either. Steward it. If you feel called to prophecy, ask God to purify your motives. Seek his heart before you seek the mic. Get alone with him. Let him speak to you before you ever speak for him. Because when you walk in love, listen with humility, and speak with boldness, your prophetic words won't just make noise, they'll make impact. Now, tomorrow we will close out this week by talking about how to walk in the prophetic with faith, integrity, and submission. This isn't just about speaking. This is about living a life that honors the giver of the gift. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.